Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. This episode of Script to Screen is powered by Speedy Comics.
You can follow them on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME and on their website, speedycomicsme.com.
And welcome to a special episode of Script to Screen. And unfortunately, it's not a celebratory special episode. It's a rather tragic and sad episode that we're releasing today. Obviously, if you guys were expecting to get the next episode on Monday, that's what normally we would have been doing. We had a brilliant episode planned for Monday, but we decided that we needed to release this again, memorable, I guess, or memorandum-based episode of Script to Screen, because this morning, Lebanon time, I guess, I believe the rest of the world probably got this in the middle of the night, depending on where you were in the world, I woke up to the very, very sad news that actor Chadwick Boseman, at the age of 43, has passed away due to his, I guess, failed battle with colon cancer. He had stage 3 colon cancer. He was diagnosed in 2016 and has been battling it these last 4 years. And putting that into retrospect, knowing what he was going through, and yet, giving us Black Panther, giving us Endgame, giving us Civil War, It's a little crazy. Infinity War as well. Among the other projects that he was a part of, it's kind of heartbreaking to see this man in his prime lose a battle with cancer. But I can't talk about all of this alone. Of course, I know another fan of Chadwick Boseman who's waiting to jump and discuss this brilliant actor's life. My good friend, the solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Han Solo.
Good day, kind sir. So, yeah, today, we woke up. Usually I'd ask you, how are you and whatnot, but it's just, kind of... a down kind of day, if you want. We woke up in Beirut to the news of Chadwick Boseman's passing. Definitely very sad news for the industry, very sad news for his family, for his friends, for the whole movie world. And today maybe it's not a celebratory episode, but we wanted to kind of celebrate his life.
Yes.
And his legacy and what he brought to cinema and most likely pop culture.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. he has played a massive role in pop culture. And as you said, knowing that he has had cancer since 2016, is just, you know, I'm flabbergasted to see what this man was able to do, going through treatments and being able to portray these characters. And we all know that, especially when it comes to the Marvel movies, they're very physical roles, they're very demanding. And the fact that he was able to pull that off with such talent and grace is just beyond me. It's a testament of how this man probably lived, of how he had these principles and how you know, how work oriented and ethical he was. So,
and how very loving of his fans he was as well. He was a light. I mean, I've seen him in interviews. I've seen him at Comic-Con. I've seen videos of him at Comic-Con. The man was so humbled and so loved by his fans, and he loved his fans as well. I remember there was this beautiful, I believe it was like a Jimmy Fallon segment where he was hiding, or maybe it was on Ellen. I don't remember, but it was like he's hiding behind a curtain and he's listening to fans talk about what Black Panther, you know, how Black Panther inspired them, how, you know, seeing an African-American superhero inspired them, specifically someone like Chadwick Boseman as King T'Challa. And it's just, yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking to see this, as I said, this man in his prime, like he, you know, his future was supposed to be way brighter than this. So yeah, it is sad. That word I was looking for earlier, not memorandum, it's in memoriam is what I was going for. I was looking for that Oscar word, the word that they the Oscars, which is an in memoriam episode of Chadwick Boseman. Well, you know, like I was sitting there reading, I have the Variety article in front of me, and the post that I read was literally on Chadwick's on his Twitter account and on his Instagram account. Essentially, it stated, it is with immeasurable grief that we confirm the passing of Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016 and battled with it these last 4 years as it progressed to stage 4. A true fighter, Chadwick persevered through it all and brought you many of the films you have come to love so much, from Marshall to Da 5 Bloods, August Wilson's Ma Rainey, Rainey's Black Bottom, and several more. All were filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemotherapy. It was an honor of his career. It was the honor of his career to bring King T'Challa to life in Black Panther. He died in his home with his wife and family by his side. The family thanks you for your love and prayers and asks you to continue to respect their privacy during this difficult time. You know, and with a beautiful black and white photo of Chadwick smiling. And, you know, it is posted on the Script to Screen official Instagram page. It's just, it's really heartbreaking. It's truly heartbreaking, especially to know that he was acting during all of it, you know, like throughout all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, he did portray Black Panther and T'Challa specifically. And this guy was kind of royalty. You know, this guy had a very bright future ahead of him. He's done, For people who don't know, he's done quite a few different things besides Black Panther. We've had the chance to see some of those, so, myself and yourself. Most notably, I believe it's Get On Up, which is the James Brown story where he stole the show as James Brown. He did such a magnificent job. He played.
That was his like first big role, wasn't it?
No, his first big role, if I'm not mistaken, was 42, the Jackie Robinson movie, the baseball player.
Okay, I could have sworn that the James Brown film came before that, but maybe.
Hold on, if I check while talking to you, am I going to be disconnected?
Hang on, maybe.
Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So because I screenshot this. The IMDb dates.
Yeah.
And no, so 42 was released in 2013. Get On Up was released in 2014.
Okay, so maybe Get On Up just got a lot more buzz then.
Exactly. And what we can see is his choice of role, I guess, was very he was very well thought of. Because being a person of color, I think he felt he had certain responsibilities and always chose his roles trying to, you know, speak to that community. And to the movie world in general, he wanted to highlight who James Brown was, who Jackie Robinson was, who these people, these players, if you want, were in the history of African Americans. And he came, and later, of course, donned, if you want, the claws of Black Panther, which, as we said, is such an iconic character. It was such a big step for Marvel. We've talked about it previously on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he did it with such elegance. He was able to play both T'Challa and Black Panther, both within their own right. And you know, he was one of, you know, the highlights of Civil War with the introduction of his character.
Absolutely.
And this was an actor in general who had a lot of potential.
Clearly.
A lot of love, very humble, as you said, that big black and white smile, which we can all see because he also had this very contagious smile.
Yes.
Very big smile. And so he is definitely a big loss to the industry. Not to mention that I believe he studied some directing, and I do believe that he would have gone within that path eventually later on.
I agree. Speaking of, because you had mentioned Marvel, and you had something to finish?
No, go ahead.
So speaking of Marvel, I have both Bob Iger and Kevin Feige's statements as well. So Kevin Feige stated, Chadwick's passing is absolutely devastating. He was our T'Challa, our Black Panther, and our dear friend. Each time he stepped on set, he radiated charisma and joy. And each time he appeared on screen, he created something truly indelible. He embodied a lot of amazing people in his work, and nobody was better at bringing great men to life. He was as smart and kind and powerful and strong as any person he portrayed. Now he takes his place along them as an icon for the ages. The Marvel Studios family deeply mourns his loss, and we are grieving tonight with his family. And then Bob Iger, obviously Kevin Feige is the president. I mean, everybody, all screeners should know this, but he is the president of Marvel Studios and chief creative officer of Marvel. And then the Walt Disney Company chairman, Bob Iger, said, "We are all heartbroken by the tragic loss of Chadwick Boseman, an extraordinary talent and one of the most gentle and giving souls I have ever met. He brought enormous strength, dignity, and depth to his groundbreaking role of Black Panther, shattering myths and stereotypes, becoming a long-awaited hero to millions around the world, and inspiring us all to dream bigger and demand more than the status quo. We mourn all that he was, as well as everything he was destined to become. For his friends and millions of fans, his absence from the screen is only eclipsed by his absence from our lives. All of us at Disney send our prayers and heartfelt condolences to his family." Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
big words.
That's, I mean, leave it to Bob Iger to hit you right in the heart, man. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking, especially for people, you know, for the Marvel family, for sure. This is a massive loss, you know, especially with all of their plans moving forward. You know, not to shift this and talk about the business as well, but we kind of have to here discuss how this is going to also send ripples within the MCU. Because, I mean, you know, like the last thing I want them to do is to replace him as the Black Panther. Like, I would rather they not bring in another T'Challa. You know, I'm open to them. I don't know, like, I'm not even sure if this is happening in the comic, if this happened in the comics at all, but I'm open to them bringing like a son of T'Challa at some point or something. But then there's also another smart strategic option, in my opinion. I believe it might be the same idea you have, because we're never really far off with these theories and hypotheses. But I do believe that the smartest option that they have, much to maybe some people's chagrin, but if they're following the comic book, then there's nobody other than his sister to take up the mantle.
Yeah, yeah. That definitely would be a possibility. All I know, and for me personally, I would not want them to recast T'Challa at all.
Yeah,
I think his arc, kind of, you know, with Endgame, could have, you know, ended properly. And if they want to develop his story on the side as something happening to T'Challa, or him living happily ever after, or whatever, they can do that. But I think someone else should be Black Panther and a new character. So let it be his sister, which is, as you said, happens in the comics. Or it could be a character like maybe M'Baku, who was also very close to the Black Panther in the Black Panther film, and supporter in Endgame. Or just bring in someone from someone from a village or a tribe who has some sort of ancestry, or who is worthy of being the new Black Panther.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Black Panther is a symbol, if you want, of hope, of fighting, of Wakanda, and it should be someone Wakandan. I mean, Marvel are witty. Marvel have solutions. For all I know, they could find a way to. They made us love Loki, which was initially a villain.
And that's where I was going. I was like, what if Michael B. Jordan comes back?
Yep.
Somehow. Because there were rumors that he was going to be coming back for the sequel, and I couldn't understand how that was going to happen or how that was possible. But with the multiverse and Doctor Strange and all the timey-wimey, time-travel-y stuff that happened in Endgame, who knows? This could be one of the ripples that it was, you know, that it was somehow not T'Challa who won, but it was, you know, Michael B. Jordan, or maybe there's a good version of Michael B. Jordan in an alternate universe somewhere where he is brought back and he takes up the mantle of T'Challa after hearing of his passing, or something along those lines.
Exactly. Something might have gone wrong with the snap and, you know, Michael B. Jordan's character would be a good guy, or would come back with maybe back to life, and would have kind of this inner fight with himself, you know, versus what he did and what he should do, and T'Challa. I mean, there are endless possibilities, and I think
there's a lot of cool layered narrative for a character like Michael B. Jordan to be battling with you know, like finding out that there's a villainistic version of himself in this universe. Now he has to kind of like, well, you know, do I pay for this other version of, you know, myself sins? Or, I mean, that's a really cool plot line. Like, I'd watch this movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a great direction to go into. And for me, to respect this character and this legacy, I do not think they should recast him at
all.
I think in terms of respect to Chadwick himself, to what he's been doing for the past years with the MCU, I think let him be and find an alternative solution. Wakanda is a big world. The MCU is an even bigger world or universe, as you said, multiverse. So let's wait and see. I don't know why when I started to think of someone who could play not T'Challa again, Black Panther, I thought of Denzel Washington's son, David...
David Washington.
Because I think he does embody some of these qualities.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, that kind of pace and that kind of royal thing. And has had recently, in the last couple of years, 2-3 years, a rise in fame and has been taking on more bigger roles, if you want. So maybe him being some member of one of the tribes or a relative in the family, which we have not yet explored.
Yeah.
I mean, why not bring also some fresh blood to this franchise? Sadly, bring some fresh blood to this franchise.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and also to go back to what you said initially, bringing his sister Suri to play that part would also be, I'm trying to emotionally disconnect from everything.
Absolutely.
And trying to look at the whole business aspect of things. I mean, Kevin Feige at one point did talk about women empowerment and so on, and we've had this conversation. But in this scenario, in this case, it would not make sense because she is part of the world. She is part of the royal family, and this is what happens in the comics. And so it would be done, I think, in a graceful way, in a smooth way, not highlighting certain things that shouldn't be highlighted.
Absolutely. I also have here, before we take a short break and then discuss some roles that Chadwick played that not a lot of us may have known about as well, before we end today's episode. Obviously now all the statements are coming in. Mark Ruffalo just tweeted, "All I have to say is the tragedies amassing this year have only been made more profound by the loss of Chadwick Boseman. What a man and what an immense talent. Brother, you were one of the all-time greats and your greatness was only the beginning. Lord love you, rest in power, King." Brie Larson also took to Twitter, said Chadwick was someone who radiated power and peace, who stood for so much more than himself, who took the time to really see how you were doing and gave words of encouragement when you felt unsure. I'm honored to have the memories I have, the conversations, the laughter. My heart is with you and your family. You will be missed, never forgotten. Rest in power and peace, my friend. And then Angela Bassett. I mean, I'm not going to read hers because hers is it's long, but she just posted an image on Instagram of her and Chadwick hugging in costume on the set of Black Panther. And obviously Angela Bassett played his mother in Black Panther. Yeah.
There's one more comment, which is not very long, which I'd like to share, which is Zoe Saldana's comment, which is quite touching, which is on Instagram. "The classiest Avenger and most quiet warrior. My heart is heavy right now. I wish I had the courage to tell you how your performance of T'Challa was the best portrayal of a king I had ever seen. Rest in power and grace, brother. My sons will know your name forever."
Aww.
So plenty and plenty of you know, tributes and testimonies to this this young man, after all. You know, it's really sad today. It's a sad day for Hollywood and movies and the MCU and for fans of very talented actors in general. And yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a short break here and we'll be back and talk about some of the great Chadwick Boseman's roles that you may not have known he played. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hod, did you hear the latest news?
No, man. What news?
Well, you see, recently, Script to Screen has become part of the Speedy Comics family.
Oh my God.
Right? Right?
That's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. Guys, if you don't know what Speedy Comics is, it's actually this really great store at City Walk Dubai.
And you can also find some awesome Funkos and comic books signed by all sorts of amazing people. And why not stop by and have a cup of coffee? That'll be fun.
Indeed. There's also something called The Vault, which, well, it's in the vault, so we can't really talk about it.
No, but it's super duper cool.
It is super duper cool. So yes, Script to Screen is now powered by Speedy Comics.
And don't forget, you can follow Speedy Comics on Instagram on SpeedyComicsME, or you can check out their website on SpeedyComicsME.com.
Hey screeners, this is Ross Marquand from The Walking Dead and Avengers. You're listening to Script to Screen.
Welcome back to Script to Screen. Today's episode is an in memoriam episode for the late, and I can't believe I'm saying this now, but the late Chadwick Boseman. You know, we have a few, you know, little trivia things, you know, to talk about some roles that Chadwick played that we may not have known about them. But first, I'm going to read a little bit about his life, just a little bit before, you know, Hod jumps in and tells us about a few roles that he played, which some of them I found quite surprising, to be honest. Chadwick was born the youngest of three boys and raised in Anderson, South Carolina, by his mother, who worked as a nurse, and father, who worked in a textile factory. When he was a junior in high school, Boseman wrote and staged a play about the shooting death of a basketball teammate, which turned his life towards the arts. He studied directing at Howard University, where he was mentored by the legendary Felicia Rashad. And if you guys don't know who she is, she played Bill Cosby's wife on The Cosby Show. She also recently had a role on Fox's very successful television series called Empire.
Yep, she's Creed's mother in Creed.
And yeah, absolutely. She was also Creed's mother in Creed. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been doing things for a while now, and he started mainly on TV with smaller roles, like on shows like All My Children, which is a soap opera in the U.S. He was.
I actually may remember him on All My Children. Yes, I'm seeing the opening sequence right now, and I do remember both him and Michael B. Jordan were on All My Children. That's what's crazy.
Oh wow! Yeah. He was also. He had a part in an episode of Law and Order. He was on CSI New York. And his kind of first, if you want, movie role, which he kind of appeared in, is called The Express, which you see him, because I do remember seeing him in that movie. I believe in the end of the movie. It's also about American football, about another African American player, you know, facing the odds and. You know, trying to triumph as an African American player playing football. He was also on ER and a show which I used to like called Lie to Me. I don't know if you've ever watched that with Tim Roth.
Yes, it was a great show.
Very short-lived show, unfortunately. But his first, like, he was also on a show you and I love, which is Fringe.
Well, yeah,
he was on an episode of that.
Yeah, I do not remember that episode, but
yeah, and his first, you know, big movie, as we said, was 42, which is the Jackie Robinson movie with Harrison Ford. And his last movie, which he did, which was released this year, was Spike Lee's The Five Bloods.
Actually, there is another film that he's set to appear in with opposite Viola Davis. It's called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's set to premiere later to premiere later this year. So we still get to see him one last time on screen.
One more time.
Yeah.
Yep. And who knows with Marvel and with things they've shot, we might be able to see, a bit of Chadwick in the future.
Yeah, I mean, with General Leia.
Yeah. Like a snippet or something. Let's wait and see.
Yeah. I'm actually reading, continuing with the Variety article. What's crazy, because you mentioned the last thing, which was the first film that was his first big break, was playing Jackie Robinson. Poignantly and strangely enough, because again, remember, like it is way early in our time, but it's still kind of yesterday in the U.S. By the time that we read it, I read it at like 5 a.m., which means that it was still nighttime in the U.S., Bozeman's death happened to be on the same day as Jackie Robinson Day, which is an annual celebration of the pioneer player. That's wow. I mean, like, talk about a very sad full circle, but like, talk about, just like the link is insane.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm at a loss for words, I have chills.
It's hard to find the words to express how sad we feel and what a loss the cinematic world is at today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess I don't know where else to go from here, aside from the fact that we at Script to Screen also send our thoughts and prayers to the Bozeman family, to the Marvel family, to the Disney family, to anybody who knew Chadwick Bozeman personally and who is essentially in mourning today. We obviously respected and loved Chadwick as well as fans. We couldn't be more grateful for the roles that he did give us, Wakanda forever, I guess.
Yeah, Chadwick forever. Chadwick Boseman forever. And, there's, again, go online, check out the amazing tributes. Our partners at Speedy Comics even have a wonderful tribute.
Yes, absolutely.
As a story or as a post, I'm not sure, but I did see something.
It's they got the news from us and then they went and posted. So yeah. it was kind of like a chain, which is what's basically been happening online.
Exactly.
People find out about the passing. So
exactly. So check out all the testimonials of people. You could see that this man was a really kind and generous and loving soul, and he will be missed dearly, definitely.
Absolutely. As far as our recommendations go for today or for today's episode, I think I'm not alone in saying watch anything that had Chadwick in it. Whether it be Black Panther, whether it be 42, whether it be Get On Up, whether it be one of the episodes of the TV shows that he was in, just celebrate the life of Chadwick Boseman by watching, one of his roles.
Yeah, definitely. And try to watch things you haven't necessarily seen. If you haven't seen 42, watch it because he's fantastic in it. Or Get On Up because... It's for me. It's I am a James Brown fan, and what he does with that role is wow. It's just stunning. I mean, the dancing, the singing, and embodying the Godfather of Soul is not the easiest of tasks.
Not at all.
And he does it perfectly. So most of us do know him for his movies, the Marvel movies, but he has done a lot of other wonderful things. So do try to check him out in those.
Absolutely. All right. If you want to follow us on social media, if you haven't followed us yet, if this is your first time listening to the show, you can follow us at Script to Screen Official on Instagram. You can follow me personally on at alan.mahana, and you can follow the Solo to My Chewbacca on
had.solo.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and you can follow our partners at Speedy Comics on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME, or you can check them out on the...
You got it this time. I was just
yeah, I got it. I have learned my lesson. And you can check them out on their website on www.speedycomicsme.com.
Amazing. Had, I love you, my brother.
Love you too. Everyone be safe, you know, make sure to tell the people you love that you love them. And on my end, I just want to very quickly just, you know, my part, at least with my part, leave a small quote that Chadwick, you know, used to say.
Yeah. Before that, I just remembered, tell people that you can listen to our show on all podcast platforms. You know, obviously you can send us a DM.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Instagram. You can send us a voice message on Anchor, which is our main host site. And on that note, Had, leave us with a Chadwick Boseman quote.
Yep. He used to say that, I think you realize how much you need to have people that you love. It's not as much about them loving you. It's about you needing to love people. And that shows you who Chadwick Boseman was.
Amazing. And on that note, we wish you all, screeners, a lot of love and a lot of laughter and life in the last couple of months here of 2020. Join us again next week for a brand new episode of Script to Screen. Be kind, love film, love each other. Just like I love the Solo to My Chewbacca.
Love you too, my brother.
Have a good one, guys, and take care.